88.9 Shine FM, every Wednesday, checking in with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Kimberly, we're into November. Do you have your Christmas shopping done yet?
No.
No. You can ask me maybe about December 15th or so.
Okay.
There you go. But as always, a new topic to kick off the month. And this is going to be great for parents because I know for the month of November, we're going to be talking about how to give ourselves as parents self-compassion. Yeah, we beat ourselves up too much, hey?
It's true. There are a lot of things that happen in our heads that are not very kind. And this month, I'm going to share ways to give yourself grace in the challenging moments of parenting and watch how this actually frees you to see and meet your kids' needs in a more sort of connected and authentic way.
Nice. Well, this will be good. You got this, Mom. We can do it. Okay, go for it.
Yes. Okay. So today's is the gremlin in our heads.
Oh.
So this is the I Am a Failure soundtrack that many of us play after we may not handle a parenting situation the way that we wish. So our minds are a place of great wisdom and creativity, but they are also a place where we can bring ourselves under harsh criticism and attack. Sounds like this. You're a terrible mom for saying those words to your daughter after she brought home that bad mark on her math test. You will never be a good enough parent. You can't even keep your promise to attend your son's musical recital. Who has a child that acts like that? If you were a better mom, your child would be well behaved when their grandparents visit. Thankfully, there is an alternative to this harsh self-talk. It's called self-compassion. According to researcher Kristen Neff, self-compassion provides an island of calm, a refuge from the stormy seas of endless positive or negative self-judgment. As she defines it, self-compassion entails three components. First, self-kindness, that we are gentle and understanding with ourselves rather than harshly critical and judgmental. Second, it requires recognition of our common humanity, feeling connected with others in the experience of life rather than feeling isolated and alienated in our suffering. Third, it requires mindfulness, how to hold on to our experience with balanced awareness rather than ignoring our pain or exaggerating it. And there's research, Mike, that shows self-compassion can really make a difference. So in a study, they found that parents of adult children with developmental disabilities, if they had self-compassion, they had lower levels of stress and depression. There was another study done by Amy Mitchell and her colleagues in Australia, and they found that if they could teach moms how to do self-compassion, they were less stressed and more satisfied with breastfeeding after the intervention. So taken together, these studies suggest self-compassion may be a resource for resiliency and a protective buffer against both internal and external criticism. Can parents learn to be more self-compassionate? Absolutely. And that's what you and I are going to talk about this month, Mike.
Okay, I like that. Well, you know, I'm all about sharing stories about kindness on the radio. And I think a lot of the times that we forget to be kind to ourselves. So this is a great topic.
Yeah.
Nice. I like that. Well, we'll continue that part of the discussion next week. Of course, for those that may or may not know, a couple of locations in town for Eckert Psychology and Education Center.
That's right. So parenting support is one of our specialties. We have four of us in the North location that support parents and can help with developing self-compassion. Kimberly Calhoun, Michelle Kerslake, Faye Gosnell, and myself. And then in the South location, Ashley Shaw can support parents in developing self-compassion. So again, please check us out at eckertcenter.com. It's easy to book right online, and you can read more about our services there.
Okay, and after that list of your staff there, it sounds like Ashley has a lot more room to roam around in the South.
Yes, she does.
There you go. You got a great team of people ready to help out. eckertcenter.com to find out more and perhaps get that free consultation that we give away each week. Who's that going to today?
Our gift certificate is going to caller number 2 today.
Sounds good. Caller 2 right now, 403-276-8888. We'll continue our discussion of compassion and kindness to ourselves, moms and dads, with Kimberly next week. Have a great day.
You too, Mike.